What's going on, Clips fans? It's Friday. Does anyone get that reference?
What's that from?
It's from Nina Chantel, my least favorite radio DJ. There's like always a drop that DJ Charisma, who is wonderful.
Charisma!
Drops, and it's like a It's Friday thing.
I don't know. No, would be my guess.
All right, well, there you are. If you live in LA, you're obviously in your car a lot. Listen to the radio more. Anytime that you're not telling your car or smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers.
Absolutely.
Which we are, by the way. Part of the Locked On NBA Network. I'm William the Opinion Updike.
And I am positive Chuck Mockler.
But we got a heck of a show lined up for you today.
Oh, yeah.
It's Friday. Easily our favorite show segment of the week.
Yes. Most people's favorite show segment.
I hope so. And today we will not disappoint. That's a promise.
We can guarantee it.
So we're going to kick things off with a preview of the game against the Cavs tonight, which isn't really tonight. It's like mid-afternoon.
4:30. I can't even watch it.
Yeah, I'll probably watch some of it on my commute or something.
I'm out of
while I'm driving.
Hope that Metro has free Wi-Fi.
And then we're going to do a briefer preview probably of the Knicks.
The morning game, the 9 a.m. Knicks
the
game.
The 9 a.m. game, which I might also end up missing a portion of.
Just going to party 2 hours on Saturday or what?
No, I usually sleep in.
All right, well,
I like my sleep.
I'll be up for it.
And then today is Friday, and that means our Pacific Division power rankings. And then, most importantly,
love, marry, kill. Let's do it.
And this week we're going to be doing the Zion Draft Edition.
Oh, yeah, teams we'd like to see Zion to go to.
So stay tuned for all of that and more coming up right about now.
But first, guys, we got another event at Tom's Urban coming up. Next month, April 7th, it's for the away game against the Warriors. Going to be a pretty big game. Hopefully the Warriors are resting some people. Maybe we can sneak a win by them.
Yeah, that'd be tight.
But come through. There's going to be specials. There's going to be an appetizer special if you come and say you're here to, with the Locked On Clippers crew. There's a U-pour floor. We can pour your own beers, which is kind of nice.
Definitely.
You can mix beers if you want. I did see someone do that once, and it kind of blew my mind.
I made a dead man's float last time we were there, if you're familiar.
Will did every single beer. But yeah, again, that's Tom's Urban LA Live. Come through. So tonight at 4:30 p.m., we play the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, yeah. Just a little background. Yeah. You know, we're currently on an insane tear right now.
Oh, yeah.
We're on 8-2 over the last 10.
Yep.
Three-game win streak. We're currently over the last 10-game stretch posting the best offense in points per game in the league.
Damn straight.
I think we're like top 5 in rebounds and like top 15, I think, in assists, something like that.
What are you going to do, you know?
Unstoppable.
Try and stop us.
Anyways, Cavs are 4-6 in their last 10, but they are on a red-hot two-game win streak with wins over the Pistons and the Bucks.
I mean, you know, Giannis wasn't there for that game, but who cares?
Oh, doesn't matter. There's no asterisks in winning.
Wins a win.
And there's some post-All-Star break stats about these two teams for you guys. In terms of points per game, we're right around 117, which is good for fifth in the league. The Cavs are at 110, which is 21st in the league.
We are also, just as a note here, on the season, poised to post the most points per game in the history of the Clippers.
Interesting.
This season.
That's really cool.
Pretty incredible.
And in terms of plus-minus differential, we are plus 3.5, which is top 10 in the league. Cavs are minus 2.6, which is surprisingly only 20th in the league. Yeah. I guess I would have thought it maybe would have been a little lower. Rebounds, we're at about 48 a game, which is good for ninth. Cavs, 42, which is 25th. One surprising stat where the Cavs have been outperforming us is actually 3-point percentage since the All-Star break.
I'm worried about that.
We're shooting about 37%, which is eighth. And the Cavs are at 38%, which doesn't sound like that much more, but that ranks fifth in the league. And they take 9 more per game than us.
I'm just saying that could be an issue tonight, this afternoon.
Yeah, but so just piggybacking off of that, what we're going to need to do to win, I think just the first big thing that sticks out to me is obviously just guarding the perimeter well. We don't want these guys to build up any sort of momentum, especially, you know, when we're on the road.
That Quicken Loans Arena gets rocking.
I would bet it's going to be pretty raucous.
Yeah, I agree with that. Nolly heel flipping off that. We got to get stops. Cavs team has literally the worst defense in the league.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's no hyperbole there. If we can kind of just stifle them, get them into a tough rhythm.
Not even a few. Like, I don't even think we have to, I don't think we even have to, like, clamp down on every single possession. If we can stop one out of every five possessions, I think our offense can do the rest of the talking.
I hope we clamp down.
I mean, oh, that'd be great.
I hope this is the Knicks game part two.
I mean, this is either a trap game or a classic get your mind right game. Yes. Even though we've had a good stretch, it's nice to have a little breather.
Absolutely. What else do we need to do to win?
I think a strong rebounding performance.
Agreed.
The Cavs are one of the worst defensive rebounding teams in the league. Let's just make sure we body them in second chance points.
It'll be nice. Hopefully this will be a good warm-up game for Zeus fingers.
Yeah.
If he can get some good second chance buckets tonight, that'll be huge. Grab some offensive boards. Get that baby hook going maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Got it. When he learns the sky hook from Kareem next year, unstoppable.
Unstoppable. Hopefully he has moving fingers by that point.
Yeah, I hope he has at least 9 moving fingers.
And just one last thing we need to do to win is just hope. I mean, and this one isn't really 100% up to us. It's a little bit, you know, a little bit of fate.
yeah.
But get good looks to fall.
For sure.
The Cavs have been scoring weirdly kind of efficiently lately.
Yeah. Sexton's been on a tear.
Yeah. I think he's averaging 42% in both field goal percentage and three-point percentage.
Yeah. Nothing to, shake your fist at.
So yeah, we generate a lot of high quality looks. They obviously have a poor defense, so hopefully we can just knock those down.
Lou getting hot will be clutch tonight.
Definitely.
I want to see
Gallo.
My hope for this game
Gallo is having a huge first quarter.
My hope for this game is that Gallo has a big first quarter, Lou has a big second quarter. Then we can kind of chill.
Yeah.
You know? Hopefully stifle them.
Well, what do you think could go wrong in this game?
So the Cavs just beat the Bucks.
Yeah.
Albeit without Giannis.
No asterisks.
So these guys have probably been railing lines of hope. I'm pretty proud of that one.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
They're at home. They could come out with a rejuvenated spirit to just kind of prove a point and put one over on us. I don't care if Giannis didn't play. They're still huffing cans of hope. Like, it could just be there.
Yeah,
Cleveland
that's
fair. Is a city built on hope because there's not a whole lot going on there.
True.
So you hope something happens.
Yeah.
Side note, I called Philadelphia a trash city on the podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
I got a DM from a former Clipperholics writer, Rick Devine. I apologized to him about it. We were just joking.
It's all in good fun.
It's all in good fun. We also do both firmly believe Los Angeles is the best city in the world. Fun story about, I've been to Philly a couple times.
Oh, have you?
One time was stranded in a YMCA for 6 hours in downtown Philadelphia. Made some friends, played some basketball. The other time I was in Philly, I saw a man, they have those Renaissance performers who wear like the revolutionary clothes. I saw one of those.
Oh, that's not isn't that like a Civil War reenactor?
No, this was like he had like the bell and all that stuff. He was doing like a town crier type thing.
Oh, I see.
It was not
okay.
A Civil War reenactor. It was like a Revolutionary War cosplay. I don't know.
Okay.
It was his job. But I watched him buy a hot dog and the magic was immediately lost. I was like, these guys should have to eat like in the back room somewhere.
I've only been in the airport. Good airport.
A waitress at our breakfast quit in the middle of her shift, which was pretty tight. Anyway, no disrespect to Philly. Another thing that could go wrong, they're 8th in three-point percentage.
Wild.
In the league.
Wild.
Which it blew my mind when I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
We might get out-ratioed in this one.
Yeah.
It could happen. We could shoot a great percentage, but like you said, they shoot, what, 8 more threes than us per game? 9 more threes than us per game. They get hot from behind the arc. With that, you know, combination of their efficient shooting, we could be in for a bit of a catch-up game.
Yeah.
Which I don't want.
I don't want on the road.
Don't want on the road. We got we have a travel day in between. We got to go to New York, and then we have a travel day. We have to go, I think, to Minnesota is after that. It'd be nice to knock these two games out in, you know, dominant fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Ice in the knees. What else? What do you think could go wrong?
I think, yeah. I mean, I think you pretty much hit the nail on that.
That's what it is. What do you got for key matchups?
I'm excited for Gallo versus Kevin Love.
Yeah, two of the strongest players in the league.
One of the strongest players in the league, and then a small stringy man.
Kevin Love is stringy? All yeah. right.
He's a small stringy man. Gets injured a lot. He's soft.
Yeah, Gallo. Yeah, never hurt.
I can't remember one time. I don't know how much Love will play. Sometimes he plays a lot of minutes. Sometimes he plays Cavs tanking minutes.
You never know what you're going to get.
I just really never know. He does, however, play 90% of his minutes at the power forward position, so I don't see why they wouldn't be on each other. I love this matchup for Gallo on both ends of the floor.
Ooh, I don't know about both. I'd like it offensively for Gallo. Maybe defensively could be tough.
I like it defensively just because Gallo's effort is going to be there.
Yep. You think he's taking some charges?
Maybe. I don't think that Kevin Love is strong enough to deliver a charge.
Yeah, that's true. It's not a charge. You can't knock him over.
He might, like, get dented.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I actually like this matchup on both sides of the floor. Yeah, and I could be wrong. You know, maybe he could cook Gallo, but I just think that it's going to be a tough game for Kevin Love having somebody go at him that hard for however many minutes he ends up playing.
For sure. Shea and Bev versus Sexton is going to be big.
Yeah.
Sexton's played great lately.
Yeah, he's really picked up. As I said, he's averaging 42% on both three-point percentage and field goal percentage. He's averaging 16-3-3 right now. But his highly touted defense has completely fallen off a cliff.
Which I feel bad about because I think that's just a rookie thing. That's him trying. I think he would try to overcompensate because people were saying his offense was bad.
Yeah.
And so he's maybe lessened his intensity on the defensive end of the ball.
I don't know. By metrics, he's like one of the worst defenders at the guard position in the league right now.
Ugh.
So, yeah, I hope that I really want to see Shea get dominant in this performance.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see him, I believe I said straight Matador, the young bull. Okay. Thank you.
I mean, I'm not going to be mad at that one. I did say railing lines of hope. So.
And then either Bev or Shea versus Brandon Knight once again. Brandon Knight is one of those dudes who can quietly get hot.
Real hooper.
Real hooper. He's
I would
hooper's
say
hooper.
Brandon Knight's a hooper's hooper.
But yeah, I don't know. What do you think for some key matchups?
Clarkson versus Lou Will.
Yeah.
Clarkson, one of the more confounding players in the league, I would say.
Yeah.
You don't really know what you're going to get.
His scoring has really picked up this year.
And he can fall off a cliff sometimes.
That's true. He's averaging, though, about 5 more points per game than he was last season.
He was bad last season.
Yeah, but that's like a 50% in boost.
Yeah. That's true.
So it's a... Yeah, I don't know. His three-point shooting has really gone down as his usage has increased.
Yeah.
I think he's in, like, the low 30s. So I think if Lou Will can knock some shots down, he's going to play him off the floor.
Yeah, and Clarkson's defense can sometimes be annoying, but I think Lou's veteran ability is going to really put him over the edge. I'm going to see Lou put up, like, 30 tonight.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be tight. We play the Cavs again in, like, four, I think, right after our road trip.
Yeah, we do. Great.
We're going to that home game. I see this one here. You got Trez versus Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you like in this matchup?
Trez.
Thompson on the board is going to be hard to deal with. When he's motivated, I mean, he's one of the best rebounders in the game.
Yeah.
And he might be motivated against a guy like Trez.
He might be motivated against a guy like Trez. I think the boards will be hard. I just don't think defensively Thompson is going to be able to stop Trez or offer much.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about this in the next segment with the player, with the matchups. But it'll be interesting to see if Trez continues to kind of stretch his range. That's something he's been doing the last couple games.
Yeah.
Which has been
I don't know how much
mixed
more.
Results.
I don't know how much more I want to see him try and stretch it this season. You
the
know what I
mean? The free throw line is as far out as I want him to go.
Yeah. For sure.
He hit one of those jumpers, which was nice, but it's just a little dicey.
And he's hit, I think, 2 threes on the season.
Yeah, he's hit more than Ben Simmons. what's your prediction for this game?
I think it's going to be in the neighborhood of like 119. I think it's going to be like 119, 108 Clippers.
Yeah, I'm going to copy your exact result. 119, 108 Clippers.
Yeah.
What's the spread on this game?
I don't know.
Not enough. all right, that does it for that game preview. Coming up after this, we're going to be doing a preview of the 9 a.m. Knicks game on Sunday. But first, got to give one more shout-out to Tom's Urban. Tom's is a literal stone's throw away from Staples Center, so it can be your pre- and post-game spot. We're there after every game that we do press.
Yeah,
if you want to come hang out, come say what's up. We met a very drunk, very misogynistic guy down there last time we were there.
Yeah, we'd rather meet some good people.
We'd rather meet some good
like
people.
Like the fine
like
listeners
some
of this
actual
podcast.
Clippers fans, which would be good. They have over 70 big-screen TVs, tons of drink specials, really good menu. They have these like... was it like lobster chos? What do we have?
Lobster mac and cheese.
Lobster mac and cheese. God damn, that was good. The U-Port floor has 50 taps with imports. You got locals. You got some Modelos, if it's Modelo time, which it always is. And March Madness. They have every game on at all times.
What is that?
go watch some collegiate players play for free. And, you know, go check out some Clippers potential second-round picks. A lot of second-round picks in the tournament this year. So we got the Knicks for the 9 a.m. brunch game.
Whew.
I'm going to be getting...
A brunch? You know what? I'll wake up early to go to brunch if it's a spot where they're playing the game.
I'd have an Eggs Benedict and watch the Clippers.
That sounds delightful.
A couple of bottomless mimosas. last time we played them, we won 128 to 107. Maybe I got that score wrong. I'm so sorry. I may have taken it down on March 3rd. Shamet set the Clippers rookie record for 3.5. The Knicks played a zone against us after we'd been shooting 50% from three, which was an interesting call. We had a 38-point lead at one point. Really never a close game.
No.
It was one of the more boring sporting events I'd been to. Fun to watch Shamet.
I thought the first half was electrifying, and then...
And then it was like, okay, we have more of this to play.
Yeah.
So what we need to do to win, impose our will early.
Yeah, definitely.
Foot on the throat from the second the ref throws the ball up for the tip-off.
Yeah.
We can't let these guys think they have a chance to avenge the absolute... tar and feathering that we put them through the last time.
I don't like
we
that.
Them. What? It was a horrible punishment that happened in the revolutionary time. That's what
like
we did
that.
To the Knicks. We're in their house. They just blocked LeBron for a win. You know, like, I'm hoping that we can kind of put their like chip on the shoulder hopes to bed immediately.
Who could Hezonja block on the Clippers?
Shea.
Nah.
He blocked LeBron, dude. He could block anybody. What do you think we got to do to win?
I just play up. I think that's like the big thing is, you know, especially as we're winding down, we do kind of have a stretch. I mean, we have, you know, like we're in the, I think we have like the 23rd easiest schedule or something like that. 23rd hardest.
Yeah.
So like
there
the,
you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah. So a easy stretch of games. And it's just going to be really important to stay locked in for every single one of these with everything
for
so
sure.
close in the conference. It would just be a huge shame to drop either one
we
of these
games.
We
could be fifth today if we win and the other teams lose.
Yeah.
Which is very weird.
And the Jazz lost to the Hawks.
Yeah.
Which helped us out.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Hit the boards.
For sure.
We did out-rebound them and beat their points in the paint last time, but DeAndre was not playing.
Mm-hmm.
So based on him playing their last game.
Oh, he didn't play at all in that game?
Oh.
Huh.
I'm going to assume that he's going to play this game. So with him and Mitchell Robinson out there, you know, the boards are going to be hard. I'm going to talk about this again in the matchups. But DeAndre killed us when he was on the Mavs. We just have to assert ourselves down low early. Zubac on DeAndre is a good matchup. I like that. Trez on Robinson is kind of tough. Trez got a little worked last time. So just having that presence down low is going to be big.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
The whole restricted area, pretty much in every aspect of it.
I'd like to see us, this is the game that I'd really like to see us clamp down on. They don't have
the
most versatile scoring kind of options. I mean, there are some young guys who show some promise, like Alonzo Trier. I don't know. they do have some guys that show some promise. I guess the thing is like I would just really like to see us lock in on this one and then I don't know. Offensively, obviously, I think that we could blow them out of the water.
Yeah.
As we've seen.
What could go wrong, going off what you said, we play down to their level.
Yeah.
Something we haven't been guilty of lately, which has been great.
We haven't been guilty of doing it for whole games.
I mean,
I think even in this game at home, you know, play got pretty sloppy later on. I just want to see you guys locked in all the way through.
Yeah. We are in their house, though. MSG can still draw a crowd.
For sure.
Even at noon. Not a whole lot to do in New York City. if we come out flat and DSJ and Hezonja are kind of on a hot streak, Hezonja especially is a guy who will just catch fire and then pour gasoline on himself. Like, out of nowhere. You know, I'm not saying this is a consistent thing, but he's a bit of a troll player in the sense that, like, he will just decide to go off, maybe.
Yeah.
Look, this is a hard section to write about, man. You got to give me a break on this one. But I just don't want those guys to be added to the, oh, great, you go off against us territory.
Yeah.
You know, you're Dougie McBuckets.
Yeah.
You're Jabari Parker.
I mean, they don't have Dougie anymore.
No, I just mean in general.
Oh, I see.
And then I'm going to sound like a broken record. Mitchell Robinson and DeAndre just eat us alive down low.
Yeah.
Mitchell Robinson had 16, 13, and 4 blocks in the blowout loss. Paired with DeAndre playing, this could be an issue.
Yeah.
Do
you think that we see more Zoo minutes to combat this?
100%.
I think it's going to depend on his play, to be perfectly honest. It's going to be play dependent.
The Knicks do not shoot well. They absolutely do not shoot well. So shutting down the restricted area is going to be big.
Absolutely.
I think
that will be top notch for Zoo. If he can really I mean, I know the fingers are an issue on the offensive end, but if he can really be a defensive presence and be, you know, battle for those boards, I think that that's going to go a long way.
Tail whipping off of that into the key matchups, centers versus centers.
Okay.
If we're not hitting shots, we need to be dominating the paint.
Yeah.
Zoo versus DeAndre and Trez versus Robinson is like as heavyweight of a center card as you can get.
Definitely.
I feel like. So it's just going to be exciting to see how Zoo does against DeAndre. And if Trez, like I mentioned, kind of continues to try and expand his range if Robinson's really locked in shot blocking wise.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I just want to see, I mean, there's a lot of young players on both of these teams, so it's kind of more of a general blanket statement, but I want to see another big game from Shamet, and I want to see a huge game from Shea.
Yeah.
They have some more defensive kind of minded guards. You know, that's kind of like mostly all that they're getting from like Frankie Smokes.
Not DSJ, though. He'll score on you.
Yeah, and I'd like to see, I mean, like, I think that Shea could guard DSJ pretty well. So, yeah, I mean, mostly in those kind of backcourt and the guard positions. But our young guys overall, I'd like to see them get some good playing time.
Yes, that would be nice.
Maybe Garrett Temple to have a confident game.
That'd be nice. One second. Sorry, give me a sec. Lost my notes. Clippers versus the fourth.
Okay.
We've kind of swung the pendulum the other way on our third and fourth quarter performances. We kind of tend to switch off, which is going to be the good one or the bad one.
Yeah.
So a wire-to-wire win would be great.
Definitely.
I would like to see us maybe have a bad third, but I don't want a bad fourth.
Yeah.
I don't want to end this game on kind of a sour note or something like that.
And I'm fine getting outscored in the third. Let's just not get murdered.
Yeah, and Frankie Smokes is still questionable.
Oh, okay.
He's listed as questionable for the game against the Nuggets, so I'm not sure. They might just shut him down.
Yeah.
What's your prediction for this game?
Man, I don't know how to handicap this one. I'm going to say similar probably to the first. I'm going to go, no, I mean, maybe it'll be a little bit harder to play in Madison Square Garden.
The Garden?
These as days? They call it. I think it'll be, I'm still going 121 to 110 Clippers.
Nice. I'm going to go buck 37.
Dang.
119 Clippers.
Okay.
It's going to be a weird one.
All right. I like
That's what I'm saying. Coming up after this, we're going to be doing, Will has some hard evidence on the Gallo post-up situation.
As I promised
that he
yesterday.
Has been crusading against no one for. We're going to be ranking the Pacific Division and then playing Love, Marry, Kill.
All right, guys, without any further ado, if you listen to the podcast,
we call Mr. Updike to the stand.
I've been ranting and raving about more post-ups for Gallo basically all week this week. It was my Thirsty Thursday.
The best
wish.
Part is that you've been acting like other people are telling you to not want this.
It seems like you are.
Charles is
staunchly against this.
I'm fine. I want it. I'm pro meatball lineup. All right, well, give us these stats.
All right, so Gallo is currently number 18 in the league in terms of points per possession. On post-ups.
Great.
He's in the 90th percentile in post-up scoring.
Fantastic.
He's averaging 1.14 points per possession when he posts
up. Say what?
And currently, post-ups are only accounting for like 11% of his total possessions, which seems like a crime.
I guess.
It's a crime against me.
I think it'd be a crime if he wasn't shooting so well from outside.
and I mean, but when he isn't shooting well, like, let's post him up.
All right, yeah.
And then, 19% of his post-ups end with a shooting foul.
That's great.
That's free points.
I agree. That is free points.
And then 57% of his post-ups are ending with a score.
I mean, I'm on your side.
What do you want? What do you want?
This is like when two...
I'm saying Gallo at the five starting. Zubats like, comes off the bench
and
with Trez at the
is
four.
The third this is like when two of your friends like have a couple of drinks and are arguing the same
and they're
point
just
at
both
each
agreeing.
Other. And you're like, no, I think you both agree, man. No, I would like to see that. Maybe we'll see it in the Knicks game.
Game, it doesn't work out. They have some big guys.
I'm just saying if we're getting in trouble, maybe they stretch it out.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Five.
Cavs game for sure. I want to see him just post all over. All right. Love.
Now that Will has been vindicated with these hard stats and you can all these people can stop.
I rest my case.
Trolling him. Let's do a quick rank of the Pacific Division. I think we pretty much have the same rankings. Number one, let's say at the same time. One, two, three.
Warriors.
Yeah. Oh, very sad news about Kevin Durant. His adopted brother was shot and killed at his birthday party.
Yes.
He's going to be dedicating the rest of the season to him. Very sad to hear about.
Yeah, that was So unexpected.
So unexpected. So terrible. Number two in the Pacific Division, we have the Clippers.
Yeah.
Of course, we're great. We're 8-2. We are probably going to make the playoffs unless something horrible happens.
Hopefully.
Number three, let's say at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Kings.
Suns.
Why are the Suns number three?
You know what? Things are looking up for the old
no,
Suns.
They're
still 500 over their last 10, which to the
That's
Suns.
That's a playoff spot in the East.
Which to the Suns is the equivalent of a 60-win season.
Okay.
They are on a 2-game losing streak, but that's better than the 4-game losing streak that the Lakers are on.
True.
And the Kings, man, I love the Kings. They've lost a bunch of recent
Bagley
games.
Bagley looks great. That's why I'm putting them at 3.
They're 4-6 in their last 10, which is not as good as the Kings.
You mean the Suns.
The Suns, sorry. Yeah. And, man, I love the Kings. I'm so bummed they're not going to make the playoffs.
Next year.
Yeah.
They'll be
so
there next
they're
year.
they're my 4.
Okay, well, my 4th was the Suns.
Okay.
Last place is the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
Their playoff chances if they lose tonight at the hands of the D'Angelo Russell-led Nets, they will be eliminated from the playoffs fully if they lose tonight.
Would they have to win this game and every other subsequent game to make the playoffs?
Yes. What? Dude, I'm a math guy, you know?
Already impossible. and this is no, like, Lakers hate or anything. We're already over the
They're just
the
bad right now.
Docker fuffle. They're 1-9 in their last 10.
Yeah. They're just not looking good.
No.
They're ending the season on a whimper. So now we're going to play everyone's favorite game. Love, marry, kill. Teams we'd like to see Zion drafted to.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Of the possible options, all these teams have like an 11% chance or better of the first overall pick per tankathon and a 42% chance or better of picking top four.
Yes.
Once again, per tankathon. So we have the Knicks.
Yes.
The Cavs.
Yes.
The Suns.
Phoenix.
The Bulls.
Chicago.
And the Hawks.
That's in Atlanta. Just, you know, people might not know. So who are you loving, marrying, and killing?
All right. So I'm loving the Bulls. And
okay, I'm not mad at that.
I'm not ready to commit long-term to it, but I got to admit,
fun.
The idea of the length is so tantalizing to me. So you got Chris Dunn, who's 6'4".
Okay.
LaVine, playing shooting guard now at 6'5".
Love it.
Zion, 6'6", 6'7". He's going to play small forward because that's like where he like really size-wise naturally fits. Lauri Markkanen, 7-footer at the power forward position. And then either Lopez, another 7-footer, or if they don't keep him, Wendell Carter Jr., who's 6'10".
That's a big lineup.
That's a formidable lineup.
Yeah.
My reserve with it is I still don't know if they'd be good.
They'd score a bunch.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to watch.
It would be very fun to watch. I still, once again, don't know if they would be good.
So who are you marrying?
I'm marrying the Hawks.
Yeah.
That'd
be so tight.
This would go down as maybe the greatest rebuild of a team.
Maybe up there, yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, they did a harder rebuild than the Clippers for sure.
They did a
I think
Sixers
the Clippers did the
rebuild.
Best on the run rebuild, like hands down.
For sure.
But I think if you have to lose some games and trade away some big assets for picks,
for sure.
This was the way to do it. And man, that just sounds fun as hell to me to watch. I could watch that. I mean, since League Pass blocks out Clippers games for whatever reason here in Los Angeles, they would probably be my League Pass team.
And who you're killing?
I'm killing two.
I was going to kill one of these teams too.
I'm killing the Cavs and the Knicks.
Wasted.
That's a waste. The Knicks. I'm sorry. The Knicks have done nothing in the past 20 years to deserve anything good.
Damn.
And the Cavs.
They're just in a rebuild right now.
The Cavs are garbage.
Whoa, bold. I just think they're in the middle of a tough rebuild.
They're garbage.
They got forced into some bad
contracts. It's a bad organization.
All right.
You had one good thing.
Will, not a Cavs.
You had one good thing.
They had two good things.
What?
They got Kyrie, too.
Yeah, they squandered both.
Okay, they got a championship. So I am loving Zion on the Suns.
Okay, you got to explain why.
The dream lineup, here you go. You got Rondo at the one. Well, excuse me, Jimmer Fredette at the one. Losers. They're already losing right there. You got Jimmer Fredette at the one. Devin Booker at the two. I don't care at the three. Zion at the four. Ayton at the five. That's a fun lineup, dude.
It is. Maybe Oubre at the three.
Maybe Oubre at the three.
That's
Zion at the four.
Okay.
That's a fun lineup,
I'm hopping
dude.
On board for this.
First
I like this.
First of all,
this.
You got King Jimmer. you know? Brigham Young himself. That'd be fun. I was marrying the Hawks too.
Yeah.
Trae Young and Zion. God, that seems like a great situation.
And Herter and Collins. Like, yeah. Just a bunch of fun guys to watch.
And then I was going to kill the Knicks, but I'm still going to kill the Knicks. I'm going to kill the Knicks. I think it'd be kind of entertaining. I don't know if Fizz could, like, coach them. I just don't know.
The only way I'm not killing the Knicks is, I will throw this out there, if they get the number one pick, trade it for Anthony Davis, and somehow get Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great.
But
I think every Knicks,
I just don't, like, I don't think that they have the capacity to make that happen. So
I agree. Guys, that about wraps it up for us here on Locked On Clippers. On Monday, we're going to have a recap of the hopeful victories against the Cavs and Knicks. Honestly, if we lose one of these games, we might do an angry live stream after.
Yeah.
That might happen tonight. Every Monday, as we do, we will take a look at the new guys on the Freshies. I have been positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks for tuning in.